This is not, I'm not okay with that. Nope.
It is. It's a math pun.
I hate it.
It's the worst thing. It's the worst thing in the world. And I was like, yeah. Because
I'm so mad.
No, like this.
I had a 2-minute breakdown while playing Borderlands with Aaron last night because I was like, Aaron, I think I should kill myself. I don't understand math anymore. Hey.
That'll have
it's
to do.
Sit sock.
Sit
I
sock.
I mean, that was one of the better ones. I didn't hear any, like...
That was fine. I didn't hear anyone's claps, so I don't know what that means. But regardless,
it means
we're
somewhere
in here.
Spot on that time.
We are so it totally did that.
So let's start the start recording now, or start set socking now.
Start six socking.
I'm Kyle.
This is Joe.
I'm Kendrick.
And
oh God.
Kevin.
And there's Kevin, and we almost had other people, but then it turns out we were too drunk to remember, and then we forgot, and then we didn't get the infrastructure in place in time, and then here we are.
Well, we were talking about before this about games. With overwhelming amounts of loot. And I guess this extends kind of into games like Skyrim and things like that too, where you break every barrel, open every cupboard type thing.
Climb every
take every wedge of cheese, every fork, every broom.
There's an event going on in Borderlands 3 right now. It's going on for a month until April 30th, where they're like elite mobs have like a 40 times drop rate for like weapons, like good weapons. And I love it. Because I've played it, and so I know exactly what I need. But people that don't have played it...
When you're in hour 900 of the game, it's pretty great.
It's not 900, but it's just that I've invested it. So, like, I look at what the weapons do, and I have a sheet up and things like that. Because that's how I play the games.
Well, that's what I mean. I try to do that, but I can't do that fast enough. Because just in that one area last night, there were, like, 50 guns just lying on the ground. I can't read them all that fast.
That's too many guns.
And also, Kate was getting pissed about it, too, because all the stuff we picked up was one level higher than where we were. So we couldn't use any
that's
of it.
That's infuriating.
Yeah, so it was like, okay, here's all this stuff that's way better than what we have, and you can't use it.
I like it
that's
because
just mean.
The guns in Borderlands that are artifact guns always have some really cool effect or some cool ability.
I'm
you
sure they
really
do,
cool
Kyle. I would love to use them.
It's, your character... It's just, gets like really cool stuff really early. It's I think it's cool.
It's this
that would be
event.
Great if I could
it's
use
like
them,
a,
Kyle.
It's a goofy ass event that's happening. Like they're
so
like
keep playing.
Yeah, it's
well if you keep those ones that are better, that are only one level higher than you, then you can keep those ones, put them in your bank,
right.
And then you'll level up real quick, and then you'll be
in
able
any,
to use those guns.
Any game,
and wait, then find more guns that you can't use yet.
In any game where you have gear that has level requirements on it, you just don't care about the gear until you hit the max level. Then you never have to worry about it. Just keep playing. Like, just keep playing.
Oh, right. Sorry. I got to keep playing to get max level. Then the game's fun.
No. It's not. I mean, you're never going to enjoy it because you're Kendrick and you don't enjoy games the same way people do. But, like, I'm talking to the
audience. I am one of those assholes that likes to read things and know the story, I guess. But, you know, whatever.
And that's why Borderlands is perfect for you because you don't have to read anything. They talk to you like a small child. They tell
no, they
you
don't because you're too busy
on.
Murdering everything and running off to the next scene. So I never know what's going on.
I'm not allowed to play with you because the Borderlands servers won't allow it. So you can't
well,
blame
there's
Borderlands
a reason for
3
that.
On me.
I'm blaming Borderlands 2 on you.
Fine, fair enough.
Still so, salty.
And 1.
Well, still
and
salty
anyways,
about that.
Anyways.
Anyway.
We actually had topics we wanted to talk about today.
Indeed.
We did.
First one.
Kevin, did you have something you were going to say, Kevin? Or was that were you going to try and keep us on track?
Yeah, I was just trying to keep everyone on track. You know, just doing my duty.
Okay. Anybody have any ad hoc stuff before we jump in here? Because I've actually got some stuff I need to talk about.
I'll just throw this shit right out there. Last episode of Super Metroid that Kyle and I recorded like 3 years ago is up on the channel, and well, it's scheduled to go out tomorrow. So the finale episode is tomorrow.
As I say, that was not the last episode. I just watched it and.
No, I finished it today.
It didn't. You guys didn't fucking bitch out one episode from the end of the game.
Nah. Yeah,
that,
no,
that is actually
that's
something
where
I
should have done
talk about.
The hiatus was there.
I do legitimately have to ask this, and I'm glad you brought it up because I do have to ask. Kyle, have you ever played a video game before?
I'm playing Animal Crossing a fuckload right now.
But when you recorded this episode or this this playthrough of Super Metroid with Joe, and I'll link it in the description.
Sure.
Had you ever played a video game at that time?
Was I doing that wasn't appropriate for video gamers?
It wasn't necessarily that what you were doing was inappropriate. It was like you were struggling with the controls of Super Metroid.
Yeah, because I didn't play a lot of those consoles, so the controllers and the schemes and things like that. It's like I have to learn them. Like,
see, Kendra, that's what I was telling you too about that. It's like Kyle didn't play those like we did when we were growing up.
I still don't understand. Like, it's not that different.
I think it is. Like, from I think what? That an SNES controller is far different. Look, feel, heft, weight, tactility.
Right, sure.
To, like,
so then
five minutes
in.
And I've played a lot more PC games than I have console games.
I think
so
there is a difference.
You don't like controllers, which is why you bought Borderlands for the PlayStation.
No, I don't say I don't like controllers. I was talking specifically about the Switch or the
SNES
Super
NES
Classic controller.
I understand that, but controller, like, it's not like it's a Steam controller where there's this weird, like, touch surface thing, like Gabe's nipples that you have to interact with.
You can't tell me that there's not sensitivity between a PlayStation controller and a SNES Classic controller.
There is, but after 10 minutes, you should be over that.
In Kyle's defense, though, SNES was about the only console I never owned, and always, even as an adult, the controller always felt just a tiny bit off for me. I was like a Sega guy.
Yeah,
I liked the Sega, and they just feel slightly different.
He's a Sega kid.
The Sega controller is like the old person telephone of controllers.
Yeah,
it's
like the jitterbug.
That are like huge.
It's the jitterbug. Well,
okay, so I had a Sega Master System and a Nintendo a little later than they were popular, and I had a Genesis that we bought cheap way later.
Oh,
so I've done this. I've played this. I know
what
you're talking
about.
You're
the wonder kid. You're good
Shut
at
up,
everything.
Kyle.
That's true.
All of us have flaws here.
No, my whole point is that I just don't. It wasn't that you couldn't press the buttons. It was that you were struggling with like core concepts of the game. Like you kept shooting super missiles at stuff for no reason.
I thought that was hilarious, though.
It was hilarious, but it was like, come on, dude.
Just like
you couldn't figure out the fucking space jumping. Like that's not a factor of the controller being hard.
I'm gonna veto on that. That is actually the space jump is a pain in the ass if you can't get the timing right. And I will say this in Kyle's defense that the formatting that we were doing was that we would play for about 15 to 16 minutes, and then switch off. So it would give him just enough time to start figuring the controls out, and then he'd hand it back over to me, and then, you know, in SITSOC mode, you know, he's just stream of consciousness talking. We're just going and going. So all of that information has just vomited out, and then I hand it back to him, and he's like, fuck.
Oh, shit. Honestly, I don't remember any of this stuff I'm being criticized of right now, because if you tell me right now, if you gave me Metroid, Super Metroid, and put it into, like, a spot towards the end of the game where you have all the unlocks, I would not remember how to do any of it. I would
That's
have
pretty
to
clear from how you play the
fuck
game,
around and learn it all again, because it's the first time I played Super Metroid was the time I played it with Joe.
Mm-hmm. No, I can tell that.
It's not that you can tell it. I'm trying to tell you.
No,
that,
it's pretty obvious from the recording.
I get it. I suck at Super Metroid.
So okay.
I'm
so what
to
I'm trying to figure out
that,
is
like
what,
when you play a game
what,
for the first time, you
what
suck
can
at
I
it.
Do? Yeah, but you played that for a long time on that playthrough.
No, we played it through the game once, and we were switching off every 15 minutes.
So what I'm saying now is that I need to find the game that's the equivalent going the other way. What game would I suck at that you were really good at that we can do a let's play of so you can understand what I'm feeling right now?
I don't think I would, because I feel like it has to do with, like, I don't understand why I'm getting attacked for being bad at a controller. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand.
So, I mean,
I never thought this was going to happen.
You didn't play Dead Cells, right?
No, I haven't bought it yet.
You don't play a lot of side scrollers or like video games?
Castlevania, Guacamelee. I play like
and see, that's
a
the
amount of platformers.
No,
that's
I
the
mean,
part that confuses me is like you play Guacamelee, and that game is so much more fiddly on its controls than Super Metroid was.
It's not though. It's got very
new,
specific
new
accurate
games,
like
they
directions.
Are very much tighter controls. I do you, you
Yeah, and you can't just compare an SNES game with like Guacamelee and say that like I'm like it's gonna be easy to play SNES because you know how to play Guacamelee. Like
I found myself in Guacamelee. I'm gonna do it again.
Like not holding the controller the right way so I could press all the buttons I needed to press in a certain order. I never do that with Metroid. I saw Joe do it when he was doing the like double jump crap, which I have never been able to do. And I will probably never be able to do.
I will give you that the wall jumps are confusing as shit.
I would actually like to see Kyle play Metroid Fusion. Yeah?
I played that game.
There you go.
That game was tighter, and it had the controls that were just a little bit more. And I played Returned. What is it?
Samus Returns.
On the DS, really and I thought good. That game was fun too. But right. I think I don't know what
Joe,
it is about SNES.
Joe, we gotta replicate the same setup. I gotta get over there. I gotta either prove him wrong
conditions.
Or be shown. We're gonna have to break into your old house.
We'll just set up in there. Well, Felipe, but the guy there. Who bought my house, let's just be in. They come down in the middle of the night. The three of us are there.
It's kind of fucking shocking. We're like, hold on. We
what
have to figure
you?
A thing.
Oh, hey. Remember I sold this place? We're trying to do a thing. It's for science.
You don't understand.
And Kevin, I said three specifically because you're watching the door.
No, so. All right. Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway.
That was a tangent. That was way more of a tangent than I wanted. There's a couple of things we have to talk about.
There's a lot of layers to this.
First off, Kyle, I'm going to jump ahead here because, Kyle, you had an 8-person birthday party in Animal Crossing.
Yes. So one of our friends, his wife, his birthday was April 1st. And since we're all in quarantine, you can't do anything. So in order to still celebrate her birthday, he decided to put on an Animal Crossing party. So
that's phenomenal.
8 people on an island. So he invited 7 extra people or 6 extra people. And then we came up with activities to do. So one of the ones he did was like a fishing bug catching jamboree. So you had 45 minutes to catch as many fish and bugs as you can. And the person with the most bells wins. And like, it was weird because that was really fun, but it's the stuff you do in the game normally, but there was like kind of some competitive nature to it, which kind of made it different enough that it wasn't just doing the same thing.
That's cool.
And then he made prizes. So like first, second, and third got prizes because there's so many items in that game that you could probably like everybody's got different recipes and things. It's absolutely insane. But the next thing we did was he made 100 items and he buried them all around the island. And then we basically had a treasure hunt where you just ran around and dug up stuff and tried to find the best stuff you could. You just dig things up and keep digging and. It was just phenomenal. Like, it was so fun to just dig up stuff and get random things. Like, sometimes you get a stick, sometimes you get like a bunch of money, sometimes you get like a big item that you wanted. It was awesome. It was so cool. And then we're gonna try to play hide and seek because if you actually play Animal Crossing ever, and Kevin, you might think this, like, if people are on your island or you're on someone else's island, they're big enough that just 2 or 3 people on an island, you will never
absolutely.
See them unless you are like actively searching. So we're going to like hide behind trees and try to like juke people and things like that. But we didn't get to that part. And the last thing we did was we all wrapped up presents for her and gave them to her. So you can like make presents in the game. So it was,
how cool.
It was pretty interesting.
How wonderfully designed.
Like that sounds like the weirdest like 21st century way of doing stuff, right? Like this is where we are. We're obviously we're still in quarantine or whatever as of this thing. So this is how you're socializing, and I bet it worked out pretty well.
Oh yeah, everybody loved it. It was I was actually really impressed with how like it all came together and how fun it was, and it was just was just crazy. I was expecting it to be kind of like, oh, we're just playing a game together, right? Like, you know, like if we all sat down and played like PlanetSide or something. But it was more engaging than that. Like, I don't know. I think it's just that Animal Crossing vibe of like, you know, you can dress up and everybody was like showing off their outfits and everybody had like cool hats and stuff and, you know, and everybody was like showing off all the different like emotes they had and people were running around chasing each other and I don't know.
It's
it was
so
just
weird
really
to me
interesting.
That this game got delayed. Until now, because it's so perfect for this situation. It's like...
Yeah.
Right? It's almost
like
they
predicted
they planned
it.
The whole thing.
Wait, yeah, Nintendo's responsible for COVID?
You heard it here,
this
folks.
Is it. No, it's just like it's
heard it here first.
Strangely
but suffice
perfect,
to say,
like for this situation, like everyone's stuck at home, but they need that sort of outlet, and this like it's like a game where you literally do chores, like in a way, but it's so satisfying though. There's something so satisfying about it. I don't know. It's perfect timing.
I think it kind of helps also fighting against like the feeling of isolation, right? Because that's kind of the number one problem aside from, you know, the virus itself. But
yeah, no, for real.
But the actual like fighting against isolation and feeling completely cut off from everybody, that can, I mean, you see how many people are going stir crazy who aren't, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of introverted like people, you know? Like I know a couple of my coworkers who are just on the edge right now.
Losing their shit.
Yeah. And I think that's a cool way of dealing with that. I think for our times right now, it's kind of the benefit. We always talk about the downsides and the bullshit of like social media, like Facebook and stuff like that. But it is great for situations like this to kind of get that social outlet and social interactivity. I mean, fuck, look at this. We're still doing our podcast on Discord.
This stupid ass, dumbass thing that ass do.
Yeah, doing individual recordings to send to you to put together, and we're still able to do it.
It's so much more work. But we're doing it.
The age of technology that we have right now is really cool, and that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
I have spoken.
It might be worth noting, though, that we're currently in the 2nd of April, and, like, who knows what kind of horrible shit's going to happen by the time this episode comes out in, like, the 3rd week of April.
No.
So, you know, that hopefulness might sound really awkward and
no,
hollow.
No, it's
going to
be exactly the same.
We'll see. Right now, cautious optimism.
It's
going
to be exactly the same. Don't worry about it.
All right, what else do we want to talk about, Kendrick?
More people will be dead. That math meme.
Oh, God.
Fuck you.
It's
I know
so,
that wasn't your thing, but fuck you.
Oh, I shared it.
Grabbing it does it justice.
I
but I'm
don't
try
recall
to do it.
Kevin, did you see it?
Because...
Wait.
It's not on Facebook. So.
No, hang on. No, we need to bring Kevin
just,
into this. It's fine. It's
put
perfectly
it in the
fine.
Channel.
You don't
put
have
it,
to. No, I'm going to put it in the chat.
Put it in the channel.
Okay.
The chit chat.
We're doing it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live. All right. So.
So this is in this strange lane of like all of those memes that you see online where someone's trying to like throw some kind of math thing at you, and you're like you feel stupid even if you solve it at first because like every single person somehow gets a different answer, and then there's like at the first three posts, and then like everybody gets it in the next 10, and like it just is one of those ones that makes you second guess everything you know. Until you get it, and then you're like, I fucking hate math, and that's why we use calculators.
Yeah.
Hold right, on,
Kevin,
let me just,
are you looking at
let
it?
Me just load it up just a second.
Okay. Okay. So I want to talk about it, but I want to have Kevin's experience
live.
Recorded as he experiences this shit.
Okay.
Good, because I was
so
goddamn mad when myself.
The answer is 5. Okay.
Yeah, now look at that, friendless. So I'll put this Kendrick tomorrow or the next day, whenever your drunk ass gets around to this, which is your just state of being, so it's fine. Put the picture directly.
Right, so
in
let me just
the thing.
Let
and
me
it
just
says specifically
220.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Cut in half is 110. 230 minus 120. Mm-hmm. Or wait, 110 is 120, right? Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And there is
that's
a way
correct.
To get 5 if you do the order of operations.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. If you actually use PEMDAS,
well, no,
you can
that's
get
not...
to 5, but that's actually incorrect.
If you don't use
but
PEMDAS.
I have to use PEMDAS.
No. Do we not use PEMDAS anymore?
No. This is what's great about this fucking meme. So, I'll read it out loud for people who aren't looking at it. It says, solve carefully. 230 minus 220 times 0.5. You probably won't believe it, but the answer is 5.
Sorry, it's not.
Exclamation
5.
Point. And there's a monkey.
And the monkey is the most smart
gorilla.
One.
Is that a gorilla.
A smugrilla.
It's a monkey because I hate
him. That's a gorilla.
Him.
I'm sorry. There's an ape. He's a smugurilla.
Jeremiah
right, so
had to point it out
thing.
To me.
I'm gonna share this with Kevin because he's going to be real mad if he can't hit
no.
me. Did you figure it out?
I don't believe it.
Okay. I am... I'm a recovering math geek, okay? So when I figured it out, I about threw something. Because in math, and this is a spoiler for anyone who wants to go experience
go
this, stop listening
yourself.
Now. Jesus.
Spoiler klaxons.
We're so long in this episode. This is going to be a long episode. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Kendrick. The symbol... I got time. It's fine now. I got time. The exclamation mark has a mathematical meaning. And that mathematical meaning is the factorial.
Five factorial
is 120.
Yeah. I hate it. Stop it. I hate
Which
it.
Which means... The answer is literally 5! Which also is what you get if you do it wrong. Because if you subtract 230, if you take 220 from 230, you get 10.
Divided
if you multiply that by 0.5,
no,
you get
I'm not okay with that. No. Nope.
It's a math pun.
I hate it.
It's
so
the worst
awful.
Thing. Thanks. It's the worst thing in the world. And I was like, yeah. Because
so mad.
No, like this.
I had a 2-minute breakdown while playing Borderlands with Aaron last night because I was like, Aaron, I think I should kill myself. I don't understand math anymore. And then he's like, you shouldn't do that. What's the thing? And he's like, we explained it to him, and he's like, I don't get it either. And then I had to ask Kendrick what the answer was.
I got an angry Kyle message. Let me see if I can pull it up here. It's perfect.
And then I was like, Aaron, this is what it is. And he's like, that's why I never look at those things because I hate them. And that's straight from the mathematician.
I'm
so
pretty
like,
sure that's his career,
mathematicians
isn't it?
Hate
like,
it.
That's...
Yeah, he just sent me, I don't get the math thing, and it's making me depressed. And I sent back was, right, it's infuriating, and then 5! And then you figured it out. I didn't have to explain it, to be fair. I didn't actually have to explain it to Kyle. I just said 5!
See, I forgot that the exclamation point was a factorial. I forgot how factorials work because
it doesn't come up.
Yeah,
much
it's useless,
it's kind of
and that's why I don't care, and that's why it's wrong. I don't like it. It's not okay.
Yeah, this was made by some little dipshit fresh out of his calculus class who was like, oh, I'm going to go on the internet and score a bunch of points. I'm so much smarter.
This is 100% a math teacher who was bored and
right,
decided
to
sow chaos.
I think that's where we're going to end it, and we might record another one because I kind of want to do some big games or something.
You guys want to do another one?
Yeah. So, thanks for listening. Sorry,
okay, well,
we went
it's
long,
not that long. We're
like comment, and
minutes.
Subscribe, and we'll be the only podcast left in this hellscape of the future of
whatever
pandemonium
this is.
Pandemonium.
Pandemic Republic.
That's the one right there. That's also a band name. All right. So like, comment, subscribe. We out.
Bye.
Bye.
Stop recording now.